The authorities in Sweden have dropped their investigation into a rape allegation against the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has spent the past 5 years living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. He has always maintained that the charges against him were politically motivated. His alleged victim has expressed shock at the decision. Mr. Assange still faces arrest from the Metropolitan Police, and the United States may also take legal action against him for leaking secret official documents. Our correspondent Stuart Hughes reports.
At a news conference in Stockholm, Sweden's chief prosecutor Marianne Nye said she'd withdrawn a European arrest warrant for Julian Assange after concluding it wouldn't be possible to bring him to Sweden. She said it was regrettable she couldn't carry out the investigation, but she wasn't making any pronouncement about Mr. Assange's guilt. The arrest warrant was issued in 2012 after a judge ordered Julian Assange's extradition to Sweden to face allegations of rape and sexual assault. Mr. Assange sought asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been living ever since. Mr. Assange's lawyer described the decision as a total victory, but his legal and diplomatic troubles aren't over yet. The Metropolitan Police said Mr. Assange would still be arrested if he left the embassy for breaching his bail conditions by failing to attend a court appearance 5 years ago. And last month, the US Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, said arresting Mr. Assange was a priority because he published hundreds of thousands of leaked classified documents, although he hasn't been charged in the United States.